Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Marketing Espresso. So grateful that you have chosen to listen to this podcast. I am going to ask a little favor of you today, as I always do. If you have someone in your world that you know could benefit from listening to this podcast, please, by all means, let them know about it. It helps me grow the podcast, which helps me continue to do what I do. And I love doing this. So I hope you also love listening. If you do and you haven't left me a review, please do that as well. So today I want to talk to a point that came up for one of my clients because she, you know, one of the things obviously with marketing is getting content to the world. Whether we like it or not, we have to kind of do this, whether it's from a business brand, a personal brand, whatever it is that you're trying to grow. But it's especially important if you are trying to grow a personal brand because you want to be, and I'm going to use that horrible expression, a thought leader. You want to get your thoughts out there because your thoughts are unique. No one else is going to have the same ones, or they're going to have the same ones, but from a, you know, a potentially slightly different point of view. And the more that we can obviously build on these thoughts and find people that have the same thoughts, the more we can potentially sell something based on these thoughts. And this one came about because one of my clients is building a personal brand on the side to her business brand. Her business brand is incredibly successful, 20 years in business. She's grown it. Like, she's doing the thing. But even though she is doing the thing and she has social proof and numbers proof and all of the proof that she is incredibly good at what she does, she still struggles with perfectionism when it comes to her personal brand. She still feels like she's not good enough to talk about X, Y, Z. And this is definitely something I see a lot of business owners struggle with, regardless of the brand. Even if it's their business brand or their personal brand, they think that everything has to be perfect before we do. And it's just not the case. I think, you know, there's this saying of build the plane in the sky, which I did an email on, and it's true, right? Sometimes it is beneficial to build as we go, as we're flying, as we're doing things. Obviously, if you're actually a pilot, not helpful. Please do not fly a plane that's not perfect. But, you know, as us as business owners, there is going to be iterations of our business. There is going to be learnings. And when we think about perfectionism says that we have all the answers. It says that we are perfect the way that we are. It says that there isn't room for change because it's got to be perfect. So this concept of perfectionism is quite easily the thing that does keep a lot of people stuck with their marketing. They don't want to put something out into the world because it's not been proofed enough, or we haven't, you know, thought checked it enough, or whatever it is. But it 100% keeps businesses stuck and it stops growth. What creates growth is obviously getting things out there, like learning, getting feedback, asking people, like not being afraid to ask for feedback, not being afraid to not be perfect. And perfectionism really, really causes procrastination, especially when it comes to marketing, because marketing is all about going to the world and saying, we have this product, we have this service. And if you're not sure that that product and service is perfect, or you're worried that it's not, or you're worried about how it stacks up against your competition, of course you're going to procrastinate. Of course you're not going to do your marketing. You're going to just continuously wait for people to come to you and tell you that it's the right thing, or say to you, yeah, but you know, yours is better than the competition. Or we're constantly waiting for validation, which most of the time we're probably actually not going to get. So it inhibits your growth personally and as a business. And personally, that's really problematic if you do want to grow a personal brand. Of course, it is terrifying putting something out into the world. You are always putting something out into the world, and you know, you're always going to have the possibility that someone's going to slam you, or you're going to receive feedback. And in this client's case, she's talking about something that's highly controversial. You know, there's a lot of different opinions out there on this subject, and there's a lot of different opinions from both sides that are incredibly loud and incredibly vocal. But it's about knowing that if you're going to market, you're going to market with all the evidence to say, I have this opinion because. You don't just have an opinion because you have an opinion. You have an opinion because it's backed up by your own experiences and where you're coming from in life. The problem is if we go to market or we do anything with an opinion that's just based on opinion. We all have opinions. It's like that saying, right? Opinions like assholes. Everyone has one. But the difference is an opinion becomes more than an opinion when it's backed by evidence and data. So I always encourage people when they're building a personal brand to make sure everything they say is backed by evidence and data, because then if someone does come at you with a different opinion, which by the way, they're welcome to, but you can say, oh, that's great. I love hearing your point of view. I love having this discussion, but my opinion's been formed because of I've seen X, Y, Z. And that then takes away this concern around the trolls. People are a lot more vocal behind a keyboard than they will ever be to your face. And remembering that is super important. But this concept of perfectionism and how do we get over it? I think for me, what I see is you just have to take the step. You just have to continue to get into the practice of being okay with it not being perfect. Have the confidence. Remind yourself. Have those things, those tools that you can lean on in your toolbox, like a metaphorical toolbox here, people, that remind you that you know what you're talking about, the facts, the figures, the data, because that then builds the confidence in order to go forward with an opinion and go forward and market yourself and go forward and do the article on LinkedIn or send the email or write the white paper or write the book or whatever it is that you're stopping doing that you know is the next right move for you in order to meet your audience. And it's the same with a brand as well. If your perfectionism is stopping you talking about your brand on a grander scale or growing the brand, have a look at, okay, well, facts and figures tell me that my product or service helps XYZ. It's done it in the past. We've got the testimonials. We've got the case studies. Why am I letting perfectionism and not being the best in the market, for example, be the reason I don't go forward? Why am I letting my competition continue to take over market when I don't think they're the best? I actually don't agree with all of what they do. Cool. Well, you might not agree with all of what they do, but you not being in the market is not helping that. So the counter to not agreeing with someone else is to actually put your hand up and have an opinion, or actually put your hand up and market your brand and grow your brand. I hope that's been helpful. As always, reach out, say hi, tell me what is helpful, give me some feedback, give me some suggestions for podcast episodes. If you've got something that's really a burning question on your mind about marketing, I would love to hear it. Have a great week, guys. I'll be back in your ears next week. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.